What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another Friday snack edition of Schnit Talk, a Barstool Sports podcast presented by Honey. You already know the drill with Honey. Just go to joinhoney.com/Ellie and get Honey for free today. All right. Today's episode, we are going to talk about the not my boyfriend breakup, which we did talk about on a previous episode with my girl, Michaela Oakland. But I really think we didn't quite do it justice. And it's something that I think is important for young people. And especially, I think, and I hate saying this because I sound like a fucking 90-year-old woman, but dating today, things can be a little confusing. And then you feel like you're not allowed to have feelings over things if it wasn't, quote unquote, official. So we're going to talk about that. Before we do, got to do the song of the weekend. Mm-hmm. So this is a song that I really, really like. It's gotten me through some hard times. Iconic, I would say, is the word that I would use to describe it. And I think you guys are really, really going to enjoy it. So I'm not going to say the name. Just take a look. Never going to give you up. Never going to let you down. Never going to run around and desert you. Never going to make you cry. Never going to say goodbye. Never going to tell a lie and hurt you. Haha. Rick rolled. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm way too online. Way too online. When you start doing online things in real life, that's when you know you're too online. When you start quoting memes like in real life, that's how you know you're too online. I really need to surround myself with people who get my references, but I'm so deeply, deeply online that my references are like sub-references of the original reference. And like, unless you've dug very, and like Rick Rolling isn't a great example of this, but like if you've dug, unless you dig very, very deep into the internet, you won't know what the fuck I'm talking about. And it just really sucks. If any of you, experience that, you know, you're not alone. I'm with you. First hot coffee of the season today, you guys.
I actually like don't know cold. How don't, to order hot coffee.
I don't really like hot coffee.
I love hot coffee, but from a Keurig that I make. Like, I don't know how to order it at Starbucks.
To make it what I like. I will say the Christmas blend at Starbucks, very good.
That's like, just coffee. Like, there's nothing. That's just a coffee.
It's coffee, called Christmas blend. The Christmas blend. It's got, like, spices in it. It smells really good.
I like that.
So what I did was that, and then I just put a little bit of milk in it, and I did the white chocolate sauce.
Okay, that's what I got, too, but I have this weird aftertaste. Like, ow!
You spill all over yourself?
Fuck.
We keep spilling coffee on ourselves.
Oh, my.
We're not used to drinking hot coffee. Fuck. That's what it is.
Wearing light wash jeans, too. That was hot.
Yeah.
Felt kind of good.
Did you get cream in it?
I put 2% in it.
Okay.
And the toasted hot, toasted white chocolate sauce.
That's exactly what I did, but with the holiday blend, it's good.
Okay, I'm going to do that then, because this tastes weird.
Yeah. This one's a little darker, like a little more of a bold roast. The blonde one is less strong.
It's
not coffee enough.
Yeah, yeah. It tastes like metal.
Yeah. This one is like very like coffee.
Okay, good.
Like, I'm robust and I'm here. Okay, this is not what you guys are here to listen to. I do this every time. The Friday episodes just become like, I'm just going to talk about what's happening in my world right now, which is nothing. Alana's leaving me for the weekend, so it's going to be a sad, sad weekend.
I actually was talking to Jordan about this because I feel like, do you feel like every time you have like a big weekend coming up, there's also other things that you'd want to be doing? Like, it's always never like
it's
spread
never like,
out.
Oh, thank God I missed that weekend.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I'm going to Nashville this weekend with my friends from home.
It'll be so fun.
But I'm like, oh, there's so many fun things going on in New York this weekend.
There's one fun
thing that I'd like to go to. Like, it just, I don't care that I miss, I'd pick Nashville over that. But it just sucks that it's like, do you feel like you never can just be like, oh, I have this fun thing this weekend
and this fun thing conveniently the next
weekend?
No, because that's not life. You always are missing. No. There's always something you want to be doing that you're not doing.
Mm-hmm.
Always, always. There's never been a weekend.
Oh, I think my brother's going to come next weekend.
Oh, goodness.
Yes.
Will I be here? Yes, I'll
That's
be
the
here.
Weekend before Thanksgiving.
I feel badly about this, but I'm not. I don't think I'm really going to see my friends during Thanksgiving. Like, I really might just hang out with my family. I miss my family so much. Like,
yeah, I get that.
It's just so different. Like, it's hard because obviously I want to see my friends, but I'm so, and I've said this before, like, I'm so social here. Like, I have to be social here. So it's exhausting for me as someone who, like, recharges by being alone. And I would love to see my friends, but it's also like I miss my mom. Like I just like want to.
Well, what about Thanksgiving Eve?
Yeah,
that's like a giveaway. Like you could go out Thanksgiving Eve and kind of cover your grounds.
Yeah, like I might do that.
Yeah, I also have this because Mike was like, "Oh, maybe we should go away. Like we should go on a trip."
Yeah,
and I was like, I mean, because it's hard to take time off here. Because, like, it's, like, a constant schedule. Like,
and it's also, like, if you get caught being on a trip, it becomes content. And
yeah, which sucks.
He would get in so much trouble if you guys just, like, took a vacation.
I know. Well, we were talking about over Thanksgiving.
Oh.
So, what I was saying was, like, not living home. Yeah. I feel guilty not taking those, like, holiday moments breaks to be home. Yeah, with my parents and my
friends,
brothers.
Like, don't get that because they kind of all live at home still. And I'm like, you don't get it. Like, I miss my family. Like, I miss my mom. I miss my dad so much. I don't know. I cried the other night because I was just like, I want to hang out with my parents.
Yeah.
Isn't that so sad?
No, it's
just
that.
Like getting older because I thought that this time of my life, why am I? Oh, I'm getting my period. That's why.
Oh my God, are you crying?
It's just like I thought this time of my life, I would be pretty much still living at home right now. Like maybe have moved out, but at least be in Chicago so I'd be with my family.
Yeah,
So it's like really weird that I'm not right now. And I keep thinking like, when's the next time I'm going to be able to live in Chicago and like just be near my family? Like that sucks.
Yeah.
Stinks. But so now it's weird for me now that I'm just like I just want to go to Iowa. I want to be on the farm with my grandparents. Mm-hmm. Like I'm just sad. But oh, I'm getting such a bad period too because I just started a new birth control, so I'm a bit of a mess. Let me just look at my calendar. Yes, I'm supposed to take out my birth control next week, a week from today, and then I'll have it out for a week and have
take
my period
out.
And then I have to put it back.
How do you feel about the Ellie has the NuvaRing? How do you feel?
It's really weird. Like it's not weird, it's just like every day I'm kind of just like, is it still there? And then I have to like put my finger up and I'm like, oh, there it is.
Is there an applicator, like a tampon, or
they give you there if you want one? Like there is one. I didn't get one. I guess my doctor was like, she'll be fine just sticking her hand up her vagina.
How
like,
far up?
It doesn't really matter how far up it goes because it's like a hormonal thing. So like it releases stuff. So it's not really about the placement because it's not blocking anything. It's not a diaphragm.
Okay.
Like it's just like a ring and it just kind of lives there. And
it's
weird.
Can it fall out?
Yes. Like easily.
Can you feel it when you
Yeah, I think so.
Fornicate.
Well, yeah. So I read all these online forums about it because I was just like, because I can feel it when I put my hand up there. But people have said like when their partner is in there.
Enters.
I don't know why we're being so weird about sex right now. Like we talk about sex all the time on this podcast. Yeah.
Medical.
That they can't. If they feel it, it just feels like something. Like they're not like, what the fuck is that? Like it doesn't really affect anything, or they can't feel it at all. But you can feel it with your hands, but I guess not with the dick. Because I guess the inside
of
the vagina.
Does it expand?
No, it's like a plastic ring.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't even know what I'm asking.
It's not like a dick ring. It's not like the dick is going like this. It kind of sits like this, and the dick goes like past it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought it was literally like.
No. Because then it would, because no.
Like the dick is going in and out.
No, it's more like on the
and
side.
And could get caught
that
and
makes
like
sense.
Take it out with it.
But sometimes that does happen, I guess. Like the dick takes it out and it's kind of like ring toss.
Yeah.
Which I think would be actually really funny.
But oh, you took my ring.
But if it falls out, it doesn't matter. You just have to get it back within 3 hours because it's hormonal. It's not like.
All right.
Yeah. It's I'm not hating it so far, although I don't know why I have period symptoms right now.
Hmm.
It's really annoying. It's supposed to not do those. Okay, we've spent time talking about things that aren't important. Okay, so actually really funny. So speaking of periods, just to have a quick word from Miss B answer, which is Lola, and we love Lola.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Lola is a female-founded company offering a line of organic cotton tampons, pads, liners, and all-natural cleansing wipes. Oh, it's a subscription service, like, for your period. So they send you these all-natural products. You can customize your box with whatever you want. If you want just tampons or you want panty liners or these, you know, whatever you want in the box, or you know you have a really heavy flow for like one day and the rest is super light, you can like customize what types of tampons you want in the box. It's really awesome. And it's all organic, 100% cotton. You know, the FDA, and every time I say this, I freak out, but the FDA doesn't have regulations on what they can put in your tampons. So there's like synthetic materials, preservatives, dyes, chemicals, shit like that. And like that's going inside of you, like into your vagina. Like you guys, like the vagina is so sensitive. Like why? Why? Why would you do that to yourself?
It pisses me off when I think about things that probably are FDA approved. Like, I bet you condoms are FDA approved because they go on men.
Yeah.
But because these go on women, they don't give a fuck. So that just shocks me. It actually gets me really angry.
Well, Lola has condoms, yeah. Just so you know. They have lube and I think condoms. Yes. Lubricated condoms, personal lubricant, and cleansing wipes for your sexual health. And also, like, I'm the kind of person that I always run out of tampons and then I'm like, fuck. I'm like bleeding, walking down the street, like waddling with a roll of toilet paper shoved up my vagina. I'm just like, fuck. But Lola takes all that out of the equation because it's a subscription service. So it comes to your door right when you need it. And yeah, back to the condoms, because I agree with you. It's annoying. But like, condoms are always marketed towards men.
Yeah.
And it's so weird because it's like, you're feeling the condom. I get that. But like, we have to feel the condom too. And it's very uncomfortable, you know?
Like, we're the ones that don't want to be pregnant.
Yeah, like, we're the ones God that forbid, really affects.
You can kind of not feel it as good.
Like, oh, no. Penis. Do you know what doesn't feel good? A baby coming out of your vagina that you have to pay for. Anyways, I'm a really big fan of Lola. You should be, too. So for 30% off your first month subscription, visit mylola.com and enter LE30 when you subscribe. That is mylola.com, LE30. All right, let's get into what we were actually supposed to talk to today. All right,
so...
The not my boyfriend breakup.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing. This is so funny because I was talking to one of my friends about something similar to this last night.
Mm-hmm.
And she was talking about, like, look, like, we're not, like, I don't want to ask him, like, if we're anything, but I feel like based on his actions and based on, like, what we talk about together, I feel like he wants more than just, you know, a hookup with me. And I was thinking about it and I told her, I was like, the thing about it is, like, we as women have a tendency to analyze actions so much. Mm-hmm. Like, we'll be like, well, we've been hanging out every night. We're sleeping together. We text all the time. We're together. Like, we're something. You like me. You clearly like me in mm-hmm. some capacity. And guys are so apt to be like, well, but I never said it. I never said that I liked you. So why do you think that I like you? Mm-hmm. And it's like, because you're acting like my boyfriend. So why would I not think that you wanted to be my boyfriend? And they're like, but I never said it. You know, like, guys and girls look at these things so differently. Mm-hmm. I feel like guys are like, if I never said it, then it's not a thing. And girls are like, but you acted like it. And so I think that this is something. And that's where these situations get so hard and so messy, because when something ends that never had a label on it, sometimes I think guys can be like, well, why the fuck are you so upset? Like, I don't understand it. But in your mind, you're like, you were someone to me. And I don't understand how I wasn't someone to you. And that hurts so much.
Mm-hmm.
Because we just see relationships and the beginnings of relationships so differently. And I also think you get into a lot of these messy kind of situations when you're young. Because especially in college, you don't want to ask if it's something. Guys don't want to commit. You don't maybe want to commit. Like, and you're all of a sudden, you find yourself in love with someone and you haven't even said, I like you.
Yeah, like, you're just obsessed with the idea of being with them.
You're so,
I think it's
so
more about the idea. Because, like, when you don't know yet, like, you never made that label. Like, I guess girls, like to imagine
you go
the future.
Three steps ahead. Yeah. All of a sudden, in your brain, before you go to sleep at night, you're picturing the two of you holding mm-hmm. hands, strolling down a sunlit avenue.
Mm-hmm.
You ever, sometimes when it's cold outside and I'm walking down the street by myself, I think, gee, wouldn't it be nice to have this person standing next to me holding my hand?
Yeah.
But it's like, in reality, like, would they even do that, you know?
Yeah, like, you don't know you them don't enough know. To, like, hate them yet and, like, to know that they wouldn't do that. And
you,
like,
don't know enough about them to know that it's not a relationship you would even want to be in. But your brain gives it, they're giving you enough. You have enough of something that your brain fills in the rest of the blanks.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, when it's over, you're like, cool. So I had an entire relationship in my head and now it's just over and I don't have anything more to think about. Mm-hmm. And then it even gets more heightened because you're like,
oh, yeah,
because after the fact, you're starting to romanticize things and remember things differently. And all of a sudden, everything they did was great or terrible. Like, everything becomes black and white mm-hmm. instead of just being, like, sort of fine.
It's
like,
subpar.
Right, all of my, like, sort of relationships were, like, fine.
Yeah.
But in my head, like, they've become so heightened that it's like, when he did this, it was so much. And when he did that, fuck that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Instead of just being like, yeah, you know, I hooked up with this guy a couple times. We had a couple fun conversations and that was pretty much it. It would be like, he was the first person to, you know, like,
yeah,
it becomes something.
I feel like, you know, you really do know in your heart the difference between
something
that's, oh, we just hooked up a few times and we would chat and like maybe we got food a few times.
You know.
Or like something that like did get cut off short.
But you also don't want to acknowledge it, yeah. I think. I think that if it's someone who you're really supposed to be with, it's not going to be painful or stressful. Mm-hmm. Like, so I don't know why we put ourselves through that kind of torture. I think sometimes it's really good in the beginning and then things sort of fall apart and you're like,
good things fall apart.
And then you're just like, what the fuck though? What the fuck? Don't you remember those good times that we have? Like, why would you not want to continue that? You know?
Yeah. Something I've thought about a lot lately is that like relationships can just be good times that you had together. Like, not everything, not like every interpersonal relationship you have with someone has to be like, oh, are we doing this to eventually become boyfriend and girlfriend? Yeah. Like, you can have things and relationships with people that are just about having fun for a short amount of time.
And I agree with that. But what I will also say is I think sometimes guys don't understand that girls are okay with that. And so what they'll do is make you, with their actions, perhaps with their words, make you think that it's something more than it is. And then you get all confused. Mm-hmm. And you're like, well, I just wanted to have good times with a good pal that I'm attracted to. And now I'm confused. And mm-hmm. I like you. Oh, and now you've ghosted me.
Boom.
This like just happened to me. And it's like almost funny because I'm like, whatever about it. I'm not like upset about it.
Yeah.
But if I was a little less stable, I would be super angry and bitter right now because this person, we had great times. Then some not so good times. And then we just kind of stopped talking. And,
yeah.
And it's fine. But I think he has a girlfriend. And he has me on his close friends list on Instagram and posted this picture of him and this girlfriend. And I'm just like, okay, well, I don't want to see that. Like, yeah. I don't care, but I also don't want to see that. And then I feel like I'm not even allowed to be upset about mm-hmm. it. But it's like, but it's so weird. Like, we had a thing, like something happened between us. You've seen me naked. There's something there, but like you feel like you're not allowed to be upset over things because you didn't have them. Like yeah. He wasn't my boyfriend. We didn't date. It wasn't this, mm-hmm. but it's like when you're intimate with someone in that way, I think things, the lines get a little blurry and you are allowed to be annoyed over those things. I wouldn't let it be your whole world, but you're allowed to look at a picture and be like, fuck,
that hurts.
That little, there's a twinge. I'm feeling a twinge.
You know what I think guys do that is like a middle ground between being nothing and being your girlfriend? When they call you my girl in front, like if they introduce you as people.
See me rolling my eyes. Yeah.
Like, hey, oh, this is my girl, Alana. My girl.
Like, is it 1954? Yeah. Are you taking me to the soda shop for a hot dog and a milkshake?
Yeah.
Like, my girl.
That hurts, guys. Well, actually, in the time it happens, you're like, oh my god,
it feels good.
Yeah,
but then once you're like more clearly more than his girl, then it's like, fuck you,
what the fuck,
just say I'm your girlfriend.
Yeah,
this is my girl.
That's a cop out move.
I will say Midwest guys don't really do that.
Oh really?
That would be like a very weird thing to say, but I found here in the East Coast, oh, this is my girl. Stop it.
I like it, but then it makes you sad later.
I like it, but then it makes
you know, it feels
sad.
Good the first time. I feel like that's like a step. Oh, I guess we're going somewhere. But then it's like an easy way to later be like, oh, but we were nothing really.
But it's like I think you're just never nothing. Like, I hate the idea that you were nothing to someone because you're never nothing.
Yeah, honestly, like, I feel like I might just be like inferring this, but I feel like most guys can agree with that.
It's always something. Mm-hmm. It's never nothing. Like, if something happened enough that you have a feeling about it, that just means it wasn't nothing. You're not making something up in your head. I don't think you ever have to think that something's nothing.
Yeah, because if you experience it with someone else, like, they also were there. Like, on some level, they agree with you. Like,
yeah,
those
like when
feelings,
Taylor Swift says,
yes,
you were there. I remember it
all too well. Exactly. I feel like the only, like, shame that might come from feeling sad
Right, because sometimes you're like, I shouldn't feel sad
because we weren't quote unquote anything.
Yeah.
Is like you're scared that the other person would like say something like, but we were nothing. Like, oh, that's chill always out.
That's the fear.
But I don't think that happens. Like that.
No.
I don't think it really happens. It really happens. The only time it could happen is if maybe you like make a scene.
Yeah, you make a scene.
Mm-hmm. And then they could defend themselves and be like, but we were nothing, which isn't true. But like.
But I understand that they might say that. Be like, oh, this person's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, girl or guy. Like,
I would do it too. Yeah. Like, imagine if you were with like your actual boyfriend and a guy that you had a fling with.
Very short fling.
Embarrassed you in
freaking
front of
out.
Your,
like, yeah. Oh, how could you be talking to this other dude? I'd be like, okay, we literally were nothing.
But if that didn't happen, you would say like we had some sort of
fling. Which is not nothing. It's something.
Yeah.
And I think that even if you do say it was nothing, whatever, like, you know in your heart, like, it was something. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you wouldn't be talking about it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think you're just afraid of being embarrassed in front of other people.
Yeah.
But I don't think you have to be embarrassed about acknowledging that you had feelings for someone, because I just don't. Having feelings for someone is so, it's such a spectrum. Mm-hmm. And I think there's like such a stigma that if you're like, oh, I had feelings for this person, it means like I was like in love, obsessed, no. really liked them. Like, you can just have like, wow, I really like hanging out with this person, feelings for a person. You know what I mean?
It's not embarrassing. I feel like that's where a lot of the sadness and like guilt comes from.
Yeah.
After the situation is because you're like, well, I shouldn't feel this way or blah, blah. So, but you have a right to that.
Yeah. Like, so we've talked in the past about dirty pain versus clean pain. Mm-hmm. So the clean pain is a relationship being over and you just being sad about it. Mm-hmm. The dirty pain is your brain saying, but you shouldn't be sad about it. Mm-hmm. You're not allowed to be. Like, shouldn't is, my therapist yells at me all the time for saying shouldn't. I shouldn't feel like this. And she'd be like, well, why? Why shouldn't you feel like it? And then I have to try and explain.
I think that word comes from is because you would feel embarrassed telling them that I care, that you care. So you say shouldn't as
you're
a way
like,
to
well,
be
I
like,
shouldn't
well, I know
feel
I shouldn't,
this way, but
I,
like you do.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
And it's okay.
Really
yeah.
okay. It's really okay to have a feeling for someone who isn't your boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's really okay to like someone. And then when it ends, be sad, even if you didn't date. And I know that that sounds like it should be common sense, but there's a lot of like internal thoughts you have to unwrite to get to that place, because there's so much of you that's like guilty about feeling it, afraid to feel that way, afraid that they're gonna find out that you feel that way and mm-hmm. be like, she's so weird, like I never liked her, like,
yeah, and that just, was nothing.
That sounds like a really scary thing for sure. Like, I still have that feeling, but yeah. I also know, and I'm lucky because I talk about everything that happens to me on this podcast, so I can go back and listen to everything and be like, no, that happened. But, you know, I really, it's taken me a while to be like, okay, I know that I had a 3-week fling with this person, but it was something. And I'm allowed to be a little miffed about the way things ended.
Mm-hmm.
I'm allowed to be a little bit hurt that they didn't go any further.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're allowed to be sad over whatever you want to be sad about, and stop letting your brain tell you that you're not allowed to be sad, because it's really hard. It's harder. I mean, it's not harder than a you've been dating for 5 years and it's over because they cheated breakup. But like, it's hard. It's hard because you have to let go of all the places that your brain went and said
what it could have been.
It could have been
what
this.
It probably wouldn't have been. Otherwise, if it would have been, you guys would have figured out a way to make it go there.
I think sometimes it's hard when it's like, oh, they moved away, or
oh yeah,
there's a reason that's not, like, timing happens where you just like can't be together,
because
your brain will run fucking wild. Your brain will be like,
he was the one, the father of my children,
like, was he the one?
Yeah.
No, if it's meant to be, it will be. But I also think it's really hard to let go of some of that, because sometimes, like, if you're someone like me, and I never find people that I actually like, mm-hmm. like, I really genuinely dislike most of the guys that I meet in my life. Mm-hmm. Like, not my friends, but like most of the guys, or they do something that I'm just like, you're so gross. Like, I don't ever want to touch you again. but like, when I meet someone and I actually do like them in some way, it's so hard for me to get like, let that go, because it's so rare. So I'm like,
yeah,
there was a reason that I liked you. So like, what was it? Like, why did I have to like you? And now I'm just not allowed to express that I had liked you. Like with Mike, not Alana's Mike. there was a time last year, it was right after I first started going to therapy, mm-hmm. and we hadn't talked in a while, because I was like, I just can't talk to him. It's like too painful.
Yeah.
And then we started talking again. And my therapist was like, you should tell him that it's hard for you to talk to him because you still have feelings for him. And, you know, it's just, it's hard for you. And I was like, okay. So I did it. Ended up being like kind of embarrassing for me, but like also not really. Like, I don't regret it because I told him, I was like, look, I'm sorry. It's really hard for me to talk to you because I still have feelings for you. And I know that you don't feel that way. And so it's confusing for me. Mm-hmm. And he kind of was just like, I didn't know that you like had feelings for me. I'm like, what are you talking about? You fucking, I went crazy. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember this.
I was so mad. Yeah. I was like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Like, I was so mad at him.
Yeah.
But that was more on him just not being able to communicate.
That was odd.
So
that
weird.
Was very weird.
Like, out of considering everything, like that was very weird. Mm-hmm. I was like, do you have amnesia for the past year? Like, mm-hmm. I don't know what you're doing. It was very weird. It was very, very weird. But I remember in that moment kind of, it almost made me second guess everything where I was like, did we even have a relationship?
Yes.
Like, did we ever even kiss? Like, did we hang out? Did we talk? Like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Like,
yeah.
I was so in the moment, like, did I make this entire thing up in my own head? But like, the truth is, like, I didn't. Mm-hmm. There was a reason that I felt the way that I felt.
And he was probably just deflecting a little bit.
Yeah, he didn't want to have the conversation. Yeah. He just wanted to keep talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
For no reason, I guess. Dick. No, not Dick. He's a nice boy. But it's really hard when, like, the whole world is telling you you're not allowed. There's so many movies about it where it's like, oh, she's crazy. Like, she thought that we, like, were something.
Yeah.
And it's like, no one wants to be that girl. It's so embarrassing.
Yeah, you're, like, so scared of it for some reason. But
it's because, like, that shame and the guilt that from the outside people. You're allowed to be sad over things. You're totally allowed to be sad over things. I mean, know what the relationship was. Mm-hmm. Don't take a 3-week relationship and be like, he was the love of my life. But, like, you're allowed to be sad that something ended, and you're allowed to be sad that it didn't work out the way that you wanted it to. That's another thing. You're allowed to just be sad that they didn't feel that same way about you.
Mm-hmm. You didn't get to be more.
Yeah. You're allowed to be sad that they didn't want a relationship. You're allowed to be sad that you might have liked them, but maybe they didn't see you like that. You're allowed to be sad when things just don't go the way
you
want.
Like, commit to you or something like that. One of the, like, not my boyfriend situations I've had, we were, like, really hot, you know, like, mm-hmm. always together for maybe, like, a month.
Yep.
And then I don't know what happened. I think I went on vacation. And then when I was on vacation with my family, I found out that he was hooking up with another girl. And I was, like, devastated about it. And then I kind of just, like, didn't talk to him much after. But maybe, like, a month later, I was kind of talking about him at a party. And I was, like, I was being, like, facetious. I was like, he's the one that got away, like, whatever. But I was like trying to, I was being funny, but I like was upset. Like, I was like, we had something and it's gone. And I don't remember how this happened, but we ended up meeting up that night randomly, and I slept over his house. And I was like, I heard that you were hooking up with ex whoever.
Oh, wait, I remember this. You told this story a long time
ago. Yeah. And I was like, well, I know that's happening. So if we're going to continue. And I was really excited. I was like, we're going to hit it. We're going to do this again. We're going to pick up where we left off. We're going to be something.
Yeah.
Because we had that conversation like that. I miss you. Like, you know that, like, intimate pillow talk conversation?
Yeah.
Like, what happened to us? Which I feel like everyone's striving to have. Yeah. Why did we end? That's like what you think about happening when you have this kind of breakup. And I was like, text her right now and, like, break it off with her because, like, are we going to do this? And dude, like, literally, like, pretended to send the text. Like, I'll never forget that. And in that moment, I was, like, upset, but I was like, oh, like, this is a fucking joke. Like, we aren't anything. Like, we're not going to be anything because, like, you're a dick.
See, it's just,
you know,
like,
what I mean?
What I don't understand, and I've never understood, and maybe somebody can illuminate this for me. I just don't understand why these things happen. Like, mm-hmm. why do we have connections with people who are going to hurt us? Like, why does our body let us do that, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, why do people start things that they can't finish?
I feel like it's more like you meet a lot of people that you like and are attracted to and have, like, something with, like, in hopes that you like them enough that they could be your boyfriend or your girlfriend. And in that in-between time, you might learn things about them that makes you not like them as much to be committed to them. And I guess that's what this guy felt about me. Like, he liked me, but he didn't like me enough to commit to me.
Yeah.
Which hurt in that moment. But at the same time, I'm like, over it enough to be like, well, I don't want to care about someone that
who clearly doesn't want me
like that. So I don't know.
It's like all very complicated, and it's good because it means you're going to probably find a person that you're really, really into and really meant to be with, because you can shop around to so many options and you experience so many different kinds of heartbreak that you know what it feels like when it's someone who doesn't hurt you. But it also just sucks.
Yeah.
It just sucks. You know, sometimes like a lot of my friends right now are in relationships, and it's hard because you're like, well, I don't really even want that. But there's a part of me that's wondering why I don't have it. Mm-hmm. So then you get into these half relationships and then you just get hurt again, you know, because you don't really want a relationship, but you fake want one. So you start something you can't finish and then all of a sudden everybody's hurt. Mm-hmm. I think we do that a lot. That's a not your boyfriend breakup. Where it's like, well, he was never going to be my boyfriend. I knew that. But there's a part of you that wants to believe it's so bad.
But that's part of the fun. It's all just fun. It's all just like stops on the road to where you're going.
If you think about it like that, it's fun.
Yeah.
I think you can have fun with it. I also think there's a lot of people who don't want it to be fun. Like they want it to be so serious right away.
Yeah, I think that's like the mind.
That's a flawed mindset.
You have to change. Yeah. Like it's all just experiences. These are all just
stories that you can tell.
Stories, yeah.
Like one day when your daughter asks you like, oh, this guy fucking broke my heart, you can be like, listen.
No, like.
You don't even know.
You don't even know, yeah.
I had my heart broken by 19 different men before I found your father.
Yeah.
I don't know. Not your boyfriend breakup. It's hard. And you're allowed to be as sad about it as you want to be. Mm-hmm. And you're allowed to, if any of your friends is like, you didn't even date, so why does it matter? My freshman roommate, so there was this guy in high school I was like totally in love with. It was a whole thing. I can't even explain that story. It was a lot. But we went to the same college and that sucked. That was hard for my mental health because I was so into him and he was so not into me for some reason, because he looked like Sid from Ice Age and I'm a 10, but like whatever. So I was really sad. And at the time, like it was like first semester freshman year. It's probably the first month of college. I was 18. I was a virgin. Like I wasn't really like, you know, experienced at that time. And my roommate was like, well, like, I don't really understand why you're like so upset about this guy. Like you guys just made out. And I was like, so hurt by it. I was like, well, it's not about the fact that we made out. It's about everything else. Like what do you bit? I was so mad at her. And looking back, I think that's probably why I get so like, well, it wasn't anything about guys.
Like, it's like just, it's like a defense mechanism.
I don't want to be yelled at that it wasn't anything. Yeah. So if your friends do that to you, like, fuck them. Yeah. You're allowed to be sad over things that weren't real. Mm-hmm. And that's the moral of this story, is doesn't matter how real it was in a label sense. Mm-hmm. If you felt something, then it was real.
Yes.
And that's all that matters.
That's all that matters. Ugh. You'll get over it.
I'm just thinking about all my not boyfriends, which is all of them, by the way. Every guy has been my not boyfriend. So if you think that you're going through it, trust me, like I've been through it. Every iteration of a not your boyfriend, like I've had. Like, oh God. We should have like a not my boyfriend breakup care package.
I know.
Like, what do you need? Because it's a little different from a breakup, but not like I don't want to eat a bunch of shit because I have to get back out there, you know? Like,
I just want to go out.
Yeah, it's like you need like a new lipstick, like a real slutty lipstick, cool shoes.
And a new thong.
Yes, like a very, maybe a matching maybe bra a set. And thong set and like a cool new pair of shoes that you, or a cool jacket or something that you feel cool
in. Yeah, because you got to get on to the next. I feel like that's how you have to think about it, is like.
And Lola condoms.
Yeah, and Lola
condoms. In your bag.
Lola condoms. Like, it's just. A stop on the road.
But you are allowed at least
but you're allowed
to wallow.
Like wallow. Yeah. For sure.
So like we'll also put in like a nice candle and a face mask. Maybe one cookie, but not a pint of ice cream.
No.
Because we got to get back out there. Can't be gassy, you know. No. Maybe just a certificate for a massage or something.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That is
a pedicure.
One. Ooh, yeah. A nice mani-pedi.
Yeah, I feel like
we're just talking about things that we want.
Things that we want right now that have nothing to do with
this. This isn't really.
I feel like just things to make you feel better. A hair mask.
A nice hair mask. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just so you feel like really, really fresh and ready to go.
Yeah.
You know, just nothing makes you feel worse about yourself than when something like this ends. Because you're endlessly being like, what is wrong with me that this didn't work out? Like, why didn't they like me enough? Or why didn't this happen? Why?
Yeah.
But it's like, it's not really about you. I mean, think about all the guys that you don't just knew that it wasn't something with.
Yeah. You knew it wasn't going to be more. And it's okay. That's okay. Yeah,
like, I really do think it's more like the not your boyfriend breakup when you're sad. It has to be like, okay, thank you.
Thanks for the memories.
Thanks for the memories. Yeah. Even though they weren't so great. Seriously. So just get back out there. Stop thinking of him as being someone who was really important, because like, he wasn't that important. He mattered. He was something, but he wasn't everything. So I believe in you. If you're sad over a not boyfriend right now, that's okay. We've all been there. And you'll get through it, and then you'll find another person who, you never know, might actually be your boyfriend. All right, before we finish up this episode, have a quick word from a speaking. This is Ritual. We all want to do the right thing to keep our bodies healthy in the long run. But even if we try really hard to eat kale salads and drink green smoothies, we're still most likely not getting all the essential nutrients we need on a daily basis. Tangent, hate kale. Kale, disgusting. I don't want kale in anything that I eat. It's so bitter and like the terrible texture. Don't understand how kale got this reputation for being like good. It's not. Okay, continuing. Enter Ritual, the obsessively researched vitamin for women. Ritual's essentials have the nutrients most of us don't get enough of from food, all in their clean, absorbable forms. No shady additives or ingredients that can do more harm to your body than good. Two easy-to-take capsules provide 9 nutrients you need to support a strong foundation for your health. I'm a fan of vitamins. Vitamins are great for you. I think most of us are not taking our vitamins, and you'd be surprised how much better you feel when you're actually getting the proper, especially right now when it's winter and you're not getting sun. You need vitamin D, otherwise you're going to be depressed. Just putting that out there. Also, Ritual is a subscription service. Always a slut for a good subscription service. So your vitamins are coming right to your door. You're never going to be like, fuck, I got to go to CVS and pick up vitamins, because you know you're not going to do that. But if it's arriving right at your door, you're more likely to take it. And that's just going to be good for you. It's always good to take care of your body. Better health doesn't happen overnight. And right now, Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Fill in the gaps in your diet with Essential for Women. A small step helps support a healthy foundation for your body. Visit ritual.com/Ellie to start your Ritual today. That's 10% off during your first 3 months at ritual.com/Ellie. All right. That's pretty much it for this episode. I hope we did it justice. Whatever you're going through right now, I hear you. I've probably been there. I love you. You'll get through it. And he's just some stupid boy. Like, you're really going to be okay. chances are he was not the love of your life. He was just some dumb boy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, as always, you can send any questions, comments, thoughts, feelings, concerns, would you rathers, fuck, marry, kills, and guest suggestions to our DMs. If there's someone you think is really cool that you would like to see on the podcast, let me know. I would love to facilitate that. The merch is on the website.
Yep.
So join the merch squad. Definitely ask your parents for merch for Christmas.
Yeah.
There's going to be a sale for Black Friday and for Cyber Monday. So if you're like, I don't really want the merch, but I can't quite afford it, mm-hmm. I would wait till then and then get it mm-hmm. in bulk while you can. All right. That's it for today's episode. As always, love you so, so, so much. Have a good day. Have a good night. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, hope it's a good one. And hopefully we'll catch you on Tuesday. To be young and in love in New York City. Do not know who I am, but still know that I'm good, long as you're here with me. To be drunk and in love in New York City. Midnight into morning coffee, burning through the hours talking. Damn, I like me better when I'm with you. I like me better when I'm with you. I knew from the first time I stayed for a long time, cause I like me better when I like me better when I'm with you.